Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Joe Biden plans to coerce people going door to door. We're going to be talking about this shocking announcement and what's happening on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Okay, Matt, let's talk about the strategies that the administration has used to get to this point before we go to the door-to-door coercion. Let's start with the first one, which is fear. I mean, one of your major mainstream media, CNN, they had a death ticker on their screen, a death ticker for COVID deaths. Now, why in the world would you have that? I mean, what if you did that for automobile deaths? I mean, you'd never get in a car again if you saw that.
Well, in fact, on that issue, we just did some research on the CDC's own website. For 2020, The number one cause of death was heart disease, over 700,000. The number two cause of death was cancer, over 600,000. The number three cause of death, and this is the CDC, about 300,000. So the number three cause of death in 2020 is less than half of the number one and number two cause of death. And you never hear anything about
exactly
the heart disease or the cancer. In fact, those conditions, Holly, were considered elective treatment in 2020.
Right. And of course, you know, the media works for the government, so they're the mouthpiece. So they're like, you need to social distance. You need to wear your mask. People can carry it even if they don't have symptoms.
Which we now know is false.
Right. People are dying. Don't be a grandma killer. And I mean, I even personally experienced that when I go into stores. I've never worn a mask. And you see people, their eyes get big and they back up and they don't want to be near you because they're afraid. That's the fear strategy they've tried. But that hasn't worked. So now they're on to censorship. And I think if you've ever posted anything about COVID, the jabs, the shots, vaccine passports, you've experienced that, as well as A lot of other people and organizations have experienced the censorship, right?
Hey, listen, I have a friend, and she posted something about the COVID and the shots. And they were threatening, they took her site down, her Facebook site, so she would lose all of her photographs. And they only allowed her to go back up if she went through this online sensitivity training. And if she chose not to do it, they would literally wipe out everything. She'd never get anything back. So she actually went through this online sensitivity training, and she had to answer all these questions.
Were they teaching her what she can and can't post?
Yeah, what you can and can't post. They actually went on to post that she had posted some years ago as well. Mm. And can you see why this is bad and this is wrong? And she'd have to answer yes to get through it so she could get her Facebook back. That is just communistic.
Unconstitutional.
Unbelievable.
Okay, and then after censorship, then you had propaganda. You had them using celebrities to go on there. Look, I just got the shot. Isn't that great? And, you know, trying to promote it like it's some great prize or something. Okay, then we went on to shame, kind of like what the Jews did to the Nazis with the yellow stars. You have now
what the Nazis did to the Jews.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Nazis did to the Jews with the yellow stars. You had employees and children now must be segregated if they're not vaccinated. They have to wear a mask if they haven't gotten the vaccination. You know, they're shaming people like that. Same thing if you go into a store and you see some employees wearing masks, some not. They're shaming them, actually.
And in some places, they're saying, well, the increase of COVID in 2021 is because of people who don't have the shot. But in fact, that's contrary to the data that we see in Israel. It's contrary to the data that we see in the UK, where the people who have been hospitalized and died, the majority of those are people who had either the first and or second shot. The ones that are less than that are the people who have not had any shot. So it's completely contrary to the narrative they're pushing.
Right. You've got to do the research to look at, because the media is obviously not promoting the truth, as we know they don't do. You know, and then they go into bribery. You see these organizations offering free money, incentives if their employees get the vaccination, the jab, whatever you want to call it.
A friend of mine went to a drive-in movie theater in Virginia, and at the entrance was the Virginia Health Department, and they wanted to know if you had the shot.
A drive-in movie theater.
A drive-in movie theater. And if you hadn't, you could pull over. They would give you the shot right then and there, and they would then reimburse you for your drive-in movie ticket. Now, I don't know, are they going to like monitor these people for 15 minutes afterward? Are they just going to send them out in the darkness of the parking lot while they're sitting there having some adverse reactions from the shot? It's insane.
Or what about these employees? You know, the employers are trying to make incentives, give you a day off or free, you know, trips to Disney or free money or a bonus or time off if you get the jab. But are they going to be responsible when they have adverse reactions?
Yeah, I know. And I have a report from somebody out in California that said that her hospital there doesn't have any recent patients where she works. And I won't name the hospital, but that have COVID. But the people that are coming in with adverse reactions to the shot. Also, she has knowledge of a United Airline pilot who supposedly died in flight. We are seeing a lot of adverse reactions. We post on our lc.org/vaccine information. I encourage you to go there and watch and do your own research. Watch the stories. Follow the data. And do your own independent research.
Right. So now we're seeing this communist regime in the Biden administration is now going to coercion. They're going
to
start knocking on our doors. Officials are going to start asking, have you had the injection?
Yeah, the community health ambassador is what they're called. They already have a PowerPoint. We have it actually on our lc.org/vaccine page. And you can find it on that page under vaccine passports. Scroll down under vaccine passports. We have the PowerPoint where they're training these people. They're doing it now. We have the handouts that they're giving them. Mm-hmm. They even have a handout with regards to vaccine, vax and then capital Z-I-N-E, for teens, vaccine teens. And it's like a illustrated comic book that they're giving these people, going door to door to door. They give them a talking points. They call it the Ten Commandments of going door to door, knocking on doors. And it is the ambassador. It is the ambassador project here, going door to door to find out information. The other thing, Holly, is that they say, find out whether or not they've gotten it, whether they haven't gotten it, whether they plan to get it, and then report this information on a form to the health department because they need this data.
No, thank you. You see, the administration is freaking out because less than half of Americans have gotten it. So they have a target goal for everyone to get it. And of course, we know the ultimate, you know, meaning agenda of this injection is depopulation. So they have an agenda behind this. So they're using all these different strategies that we've been talking about to coerce people to do this. Even his press secretary is getting up there and saying, yeah, we're going to start going door to door, encouraging people, I use the word encourage loosely, to get people to take the injection.
You know, this is absolutely insane.
It's like Nazi Germany.
The swine flu vaccine was pushed by then President Gerald Ford. Like the COVID shots, it was fast-tracked, warp speed, if you will. They didn't use the term warp speed back then, but it's the same thing. And they really, really pushed it, bypassing the traditional 7 to 10 years of development and 5 years of at least testing. They pushed all that, swine flu. It was a failed disaster. They had the CDC. They had all the propaganda like we see it today. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very easy. Just boom, get the shot, move on. You're fine. Otherwise, hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. Well, it wasn't true. And what happened is people started having adverse reactions, including deaths.
My cousin was one of those, Matt.
Had an adverse
reaction. He was the first one in Florida to die from the flu shot. He was a big, strapping young guy, fresh out of college, got the flu shot, and then he got Guillain-Barré disease, which is part of that.
The neurological.
And he withered away to nothing and died.
And some people are getting that same condition now
exactly.
from these shots. In fact, the CDC has just now acknowledged that the J&J shot, but it's not limited to J&J, Johnson & Johnson, is causing the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Could be a very serious neurological condition. But they stopped the swine flu after 53 deaths.
Interesting.
5-3.
And now how many have we had from COVID injections?
Well, this constantly changes. But I can tell you in 1 week, it went from 6,985 deaths to 9,043 deaths. more than 2,000 deaths in 1 week.
And that doesn't include the hospitalization,
no,
the miscarriages, the heart attacks.
Those are in the tens of thousands. They're in the 20 to 30,000 hospitalizations. Right. You can keep up with this data by going to lc.org/vaccine. But before we even talk about that, go and take some time. You owe it to yourself to go watch some of the stories under personal stories. lc.org/vaccine, personal stories. Scroll down to personal stories. You owe it to yourself or your community, your friends, your family to watch some of
these.
These
are life and death decisions.
Yeah. They're life and death, and they are shocking. Do your own research. But now, facts and petition members of Congress, no vaccine mandate, no vaccine passport. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.